Good morning, everyone. Or afternoon, I should say. Firstly, dear councillors, notice is hereby given that a special council meeting of Central Highlands Council is scheduled to be held in the Bothwell Council Chambers, Bothwell, on Friday, the 5th of April 2024, commencing at 1 p.m. I certify under Section 65 of the Local Government Act 1993 that the matters to be discussed under this agenda have been, where necessary, subject of advice from a suitably qualified person, and that such advice has been taken into account in providing advice to the council, dated at Bothwell on the third day of April 2024, Kim Hossack, General Manager. I open, welcome everyone. I might go around the table, might be a good idea today. We'll start with Deputy Mayor Jim Allwright, Councillor Yvonne Miller, Councillor Anthony Archer, Councillor Juliana, Councillor David Meacham, Councillor Robert Cassidy, Councillor Tony Bailey, Councillor John Hall. We've got our GM Kim, and we've got Lynn. And over the back we have David, and we've got Katrina taking the minutes. Thank you. Audio recording disclaimer. As per Regulation 33.2 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2015, audio recordings of meetings will be made available to councillors, staff and members of the wider community, including government agency, at no charge, and will be made available on council's website as soon as practical after each council meeting. Unlike Parliament, council meetings are not subject to parliamentary privilege, and both council and the individual may be liable for comments that may be regarded as offensive, derogatory and or defamatory. The Mayor advises the meeting and members of the public that council meetings, not including closed meetings, are audio recorded and published on council's website in accordance with council's policy 2017-50. The Mayor also advises that members of the public are not permitted to make audio recordings of council meetings. 3. Acknowledgement of country. I acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, past, present and future, the Tasmanian Aboriginal people. Present, we have Councillor Allwright, Miller, Archer, Honour, Meacham, Cassidy, Bailey, Hall, and the General Manager. And we have Lynn Mason and David Morris in the gallery. Apologies, is there any apologies? No. Leave of absence? No. Pecuniary interest declarations? In accordance with Regulation 87 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2015, the chairperson requests that councillors indicate whether they or a close associate have or are likely to have a pecuniary interest, any pecuniary or pecuniary detriment or conflict of interest in any item of the agenda. Is there any?
No.
Okay, 9. Perceived interest declarations. Under the Model Code of Conduct made by order of the Minister responsible for local government, the following will apply to a councillor. Part 2. Conflict of interest that are not pecuniary. 6. A councillor who has an actual, potential or perceived conflict of interest in a matter before the council must A. declare the conflict of interest and the nature of the interest before discussion on the matter begins, and B. act in good faith and exercise reasonable judgment to determine whether a reasonable person would consider that a conflict of interest requires the councillor to remove himself or herself physically from any council discussion and remain out of the room until the matter is decided by council. We will be going, as you know, this is a special council meeting, means a special meeting of council convened in accordance with Regulation 41B or 6. All councillors who are signatories to the special meeting to discuss the performance review of the General Manager, and which is an issue easily dealt with at an ordinary meeting, should, for the purpose of proper governance, declare a potential perceived pecuniary interest, S4950 of the Local Government Act. as this special meeting was called by your signatures, and indeed means you are financially compensated for your time, especially as the issue of the special meeting, the General Manager's Performance Review, is legislated as Council Ordinary Business. Lodgement of the request by Councillor Allwright for this special meeting did not meet the legislative requirements according to Section 4.7b. Notice of the special meeting did not meet legislative requirements according to Section 7.1b, Section 7.5bi, Section 7.5c, and Section 7.6b of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations. The agenda for this special meeting did not meet legislative requirements according to Section 8.8b of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Requirements. There was no motion or motions attached with the special meeting lodgement to the Mayor as per Section 4.7b. In fact, there was no motion or motions until I requested this action. Interpretation of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations Act 2015 states clearly that motions for this special general meeting did not meet legislative requirements. The issue of the General Manager Performance Review is usually business of council. I'm highly concerned of what I feel is an abuse of power by every single councillor at this meeting by wasting our precious ratepayer money on this special meeting. I repeat, the GM performance review process is an issue that council should be able to deal with during an ordinary meeting. At no stage did one single councillor approach me to discuss any concern. I sat here and watched councillors Allwright and Cassidy and others behave in a manner which to me seems like a personal or emotional attachment to the general manager, and I have no faith in your ability to participate on a professional level regarding an independent review of general manager. To me, there's nothing personal. This is a simple role of the Mayor, leading the council as legislated in performing an independent review of our new general manager's performance. Instead, the secret meetings and discussions between most, perhaps all councillors, and the general manager reeks of collusion and possible corruption of a legislative process. I will not stand for this, and I will say this for the record. A further concern of improper use of ratepayer money is the cost of a facilitator, and we need to know what is Miss Mason here for and whether she has signed a contract or not. I have requested that information from our GM. And I have also asked whether Miss Mason has been paid to come from Flinders Island, whether she has travel incidentals, and what we're paying. Are we paying for facilitation fees? I remain asking this as the Mayor of the Central Highlands, and formally note that the GM has deliberately refused to provide me with answers. I believe she did send me something this morning. I also remain deliberately excluded from the approach, involvement, cause and cost of the use of a facilitator. This is a special meeting of which the Mayor is legislated to chair. This is not a council workshop requiring a facilitator. And I note my perceived collusion of councillors, the GM and Miss Mason. I am unaware of the Deputy GM, whether he has been a part of this amount of work and discussions that has been obviously taken place. I will not see the chair at this meeting. I am still unsure of the role of the facilitator, legally and morally, at this special meeting. Thus my concern of collusion and corruption. The recruitment, employment and ongoing performance review of the GM position is legislated. Prior to moving to a closed session, I firmly, formally remind you all, every councillor here is elected by the people to care for the people and the wider Central Highlands Council. This is not a playground where bullies get to push others around, either verbally or physically. Every single one of you around this table today has a legal, and I would argue, moral role to play. Perhaps you do not understand, or perhaps you do not care. I do care. My statement that I have read will be added as an attachment one to the minutes of this meeting. I'm just going to ask each councillor individually, and I will go around the table. Did you sign the request for this special meeting at the same time you've seen or helped write any of the four motions emailed? Were you aware of the four motions when you signed? I'll start with you, Councillor Allwright.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think this is out of order, Mayor.
Let me finish, please. Councillor Miller? Yes or no? Yes. Councillor Archer, yes or no?
Not appropriate for comment.
Councillor Honour?
No.
Meacham?
Not commenting.
Cassidy?
I hark everybody back to 7 years ago.
No, well, I guess or no, please.
Against the mayor,
yes or no, please,
for bullying the general manager of that time. I refer you to a
yes
July
or no,
agenda
please.
2017.
Yes or no,
page
please.
23.
Robert,
items
Robert.
11.
Yes or no, please, councillor.
Just yes or no, please.
I'm not commenting.
Councillor Bailey, yes or no?
No.
Councillor Hall?
No comment.
Motions 1, 2 and 4 are not specific to the reason of this special meeting, as called by all councillors. Technically and legally, the chairperson does not have to accept a motion at any special meeting unless the motion or motions are attached to the initial lodgement of the councillor's request for the special meeting. However, to try and lessen the hurt and wasted ratepayers' money, I will accept motion 3, which is relevant to the purpose of the special meeting, which I remind you all in the performance review process of councillor's GM position prior to entering our procedural closed session. I need to know, Miss Mason, are you here? Have you been invited here? And what your role is here?
I have been invited here.
By?
I've been given a purchase order by the council to invite me to attend. I've also seen the invitation from signed by all councillors except yourself, inviting me or asking for my presence at this meeting. And as a third point, I strongly object to being accused of collusion and corruption by
you
without any foundation whatsoever. And I would like that recorded in the minutes as well, please.
Thank you.
Equally myself, please. Collusion and corruption goes way beyond.
Thank you.
And I'll third that or fourth it or fifth it.
So will I.
Thank you. So before we move into closed.
I beg your pardon, Madam Mayor. I didn't say what my role was as I saw it. For me to be a facilitator, I've done this job plenty of times in my life. And it simply means that I'm here to provide advice, to kind of move the debate forward, to introduce points that may not have been considered by other people around the table. That's the role of a facilitator, that's the role I saw. Not as usurping you from the chair, I fully understand the regs, I know perfectly well that the Mayor will be the chair of the meeting.
Appreciate that, thank you very much. It's disappointing the Council did not confide or speak with the Mayor about inviting you along to this meeting.
Now, I may just put my hand up too. I think the minutes need to record something very important from me as well.
Thank you, David.
Firstly, Mayor, the statements that you have made are completely contrary to the legal advice that you sought from me and I provided advice to you. I think in the important spirit of transparency, I should record to this meeting that I have advised the Mayor that the special meeting has been validly convened, that the fact that an agenda and the motions were not provided to the Mayor at the time up until a point in time, at the time I advised the Mayor, was not necessary in order to convene a special meeting. I had advised the Mayor, once I saw the motions, verbally advised the Mayor, perhaps in writing, that in my view, all of the motions before this meeting are appropriate, are lawful, and in my view, there would be no basis to reject any of those motions as being unlawful. And may I also record for the meeting, just while I'm speaking, that the motions to rescind a motion are valid, but they will need to be passed by an absolute majority. And that will need to be stated in the motion if you are going to rescind. And so, with great respect, Mayor, I didn't want there to be any concern that what's being said is on the basis of any advice I have provided.
Thanks, Dave. No, okay. No, well, ma'am. Without...
Excuse me, ma'am. May I add? Our last council meeting on the 19th, we discussed the general manager's performance review in great depth, I feel. And it ended up in complete disarray and dysfunction. And the general manager refused to take her seat, was about to resign. I begged her not to resign. Subsequent to the council meeting, directly, I called the director of local government's office and told them, or that person who took the call, that we are at risk of losing our general manager today. I followed that call up with a call to ELGAP and spoke to the person who took my call to pass the information on to Dion Lester.
Thank you. Without further ado,
it's important to note.
This is about something. When we speak about any employee contract, it needs to be interclosed. So in saying that, I will move interclosed.
Excuse me, Mayor, can I make a comment?
You don't forget you're on record, so.
No, that's fine. We previously had dealt with the GM's contract and performance review in closed session. A lot of your discussion, which you just read out, was suggested it should be an open session. So are you able to help the councillors understand the that? I mean, why did we deal with it in closed session before, and now you're saying you've got advice it should be in open session?
Any employment contract to do with employment, because it has financial discussions as well, needs to be in a closed session.
Well, so that's what this is about.
This is why we're going into closed session now.
But what was the purpose of the...
I'm not there to argue with you, Councillor. We'll go into closed session, all right? So, that's for you, Katrina, the record, thank you. So now, I will close the meeting. May I have a mover? Councillor Honour, seconder?
Yep.
Councillor Bailey, and we will go into a closed session. Thanks, Katrina. Okay, we moved out of the closed meeting at 3:36. And I've got something now, can't answer. Anyway, thank you very much. I'll now close the meeting
at
3:36. Okay.
Have a great night.
Goodbye, everybody. Lovely to see you.
Well done.
Well done.